This is the base model of the worst case scenario survival handbook. This has got all the standard practical stuff in it. You know, like how to survive if your parachute fails to open. But the best one in here actually is, well, besides how to land the plane. Come on, where is it? How to deliver a baby in a taxi cab. Why in a taxi cab? If you read the instructions, it's just how to deliver a baby. It says nothing about a taxi cab. It could be anywhere. It's ridiculous. How to identify a bomb. That's gonna be handy. If the carrier delivers an unexpected bulky letter or parcel, inspect it for lumps, bulges, or protrusions without applying pressure. Handwritten addresser labels from companies are unusual. It's ridiculous. Be suspicious of packages wrapped in string. Watch out for excess postage on small packages or letters. This indicates the object was not weighed by the post office. Watch out for leaks, stains, especially oily stains, protruding wires, excessive tape. But don't panic. Watch out for articles with no return address or nonsensical return addresses. The North Pole. How to maneuver on top of a train and get inside. How to jump from a building into a dumpster. Eh? Jump straight down. As opposed to 5 or 10 feet out. Tuck your head and bring your legs around. It's kind of obvious. Aim for the center of the dumpster or large box of debris. It's one that makes that differentiation. Land flat on your back so that your body folds, your feet and hands meet. That's really not good. It gives diagrams too. It's quite fantastic. It's how you do it, right? Of course, you know, when you're diving into the dumpster and you see the cardboard on top of there, you don't realize that someone has thrown their television underneath it. Or excessive barbed wire, fencing, 2x4s, a bomb. The bomb delivered to your house earlier that day. But you thought, you know, this is a suspicious package, it's wrapped in string. I'm gonna throw it in the dumpster. But then you realize, because your mom calls and says she sent you a package, you have to get it, so you have to jump down. Supposedly going into water doesn't deter them. They just sit around and wait for you. They actually know you have the surface. I'd like to hear that kind of conversation. It would be great. Eh? If bees begin flying around and or stinging you, do not freeze. There's a change. Get indoors as fast as you can. No shelters available, run through bushes or high weeds. Yeah, it's kind of common sense really stuff. Where's that cool one about the car? How to survive. Yeah, I know. Well, I know. It's ridiculous. Like every situation in here, it's pretty much a panic. How to avoid being struck by fucking lightning. Loud and frequent thunder indicates that lightning activity is approaching. Geniuses, all of them geniuses. That's a good one, yeah, I saw that earlier. How to ram a car. One, disable your airbag. Yeah. How to escape from quicksand. That's another good one, too. While walking in quicksand country. Is there quicksand country? You'd think if there was actually quicksand country, people wouldn't walk in it. Actually, you know what's a good one in the travel one? It's how to get out of a minefield. That's particularly interesting. Stop. Walk backwards. It's awesome. See, books are fun. Learning is fun. Knowledge is power. It's not really doing it for me. Now it is. I'll play something before I turn into an after-school special.
Thank you.